Ladies and gentlemen, everybody calm down. I spoke to Kamala Harris. She said she looked at Meg's speech and she convinced her twerking is probably be the best thing she do. Right? So it wasn't me. Don't kill me for it. I know everybody was like, ah, she's gonna twerk on the stage. Look at Amber Rose, had a speech. It was a thing going on there, but hey, who am I to kill a bag? Because you know there's a bag in showing up in those conventions, man.
Can we get a bag?
Live.
Oh man,
Live,
chilling,
live, live. Craig, what's up, Craig?
broski. I'm excited. We got episode 71 ready, hot and sizzling off the grill for y'all.
Let's go.
We good, fam. We good. Entering kind of the
Oh,
last month of summer. You know,
man.
it's a little bit of a little bit of a lull.
This is the third last the third quarter. It's the third quarter.
It's third
Third quarter.
quarter,
Yeah.
fourth quarter of the summer, so to
Yeah,
speak.
yeah, 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 yeah. What would we miss? We miss a lot, Craig.
We've
A
had
Caravana weekend.
Caravana weekend was
Right.
on and popping when I saw a lot of these New Jersey license plates and places from the States. And for a split second, like, what the fuck's going on down here? What are these guys doing? Are we getting invaded? I was like, oh, we actually are. It's Caravana.
Yes. And they're still here.
They are.
Yeah, they're still here.
Oh
Y'all can
my.
go home now.
It's over.
We
It's
have
all
enough
over.
traffic, you guys. I'm telling you, man.
Caravana is a huge highlight, bringing in so many different cultures. It's something that's supposed to be celebrated and aimed at a
Yes.
specific culture or specific islands or specific backgrounds. But the inclusiveness is like, if you want a
I'm
festival
starting
that's
to see
going to
some Latin
demonstrate,
flags, Latin country
yeah,
flags, which just
bro.
wasn't a thing I before.
If there's
So
a flag, you got to wave it.
yeah,
You
that's
know what I
beautiful.
mean?
Jump on wave, jump up on wave. Craig, man, I'm always inviting Craig to go, you guys. And Craig would always pump. I'm like, ah, you know me, I'd love to go
I'm
with you,
an
but you
outside
know
the
me,
fence kind of guy.
right? Which is fine. Which is, I guess,
I'm outside the
right?
fence. I
Yeah.
enjoy my shit from the distance.
Bro, there's a lot of people that pull up, lawn chair, a grill. There's a lot of people that do their thing
Yeah.
just and enjoy the
Yeah, you
parade.
see the floats go
Yeah,
by and you're like,
yeah.
I'm posted, I'm
You
good.
don't have to do what I do and walk for 4 or 5 hours straight
I
in
feel
the
like there's a
hot sun.
big commitment level when it comes down to it. Your commitment level and my commitment level, I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, I
Yeah.
didn't come here for
They
nothing.
have to know I was
That's
here.
it.
Yeah. That wasn't the case that much this year.
Yeah,
So it started off Friday night. We had Jab Jab. Okay, call the cuz. All the cousins are ready. Da, 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 da. We send out the right flyer because those who know or don't know, the night before the event, the night of the event, there's a lot of other events with the same name,
and they
but
all
with
try
di
to play off each
yes,
other, like, yo,
different
come to mine by
locations,
mistake, but
right?
now you're here.
There's one up the road, there's one here. So my boys, they put on their stuff. So I'm always like, yo, where are you? Show up. Okay, so we got the tickets ready. Everybody's showing up. My cousin's like, I'm in Orangeville. I'm like,
Oh, goddamn.
I have to
Party's
park
down
it.
here, son.
Bro, I have to park it out pimp by myself. I have to hold it down by myself,
Are you waiting
Craig.
on them right now? You're just waiting for them to show
Yo, I
up.
put up the flare, the bat signal, ain't no response. The
Oh,
parking lot start folding up. All the crews start coming in. People start wilding. Girls are twerking in the air. There's paint, there's horns, there's tar. The funny thing is it's more lit in the parking lot.
then it isn't an actual event.
And yeah, because then the DJs, some people walking promos be like, yo, y'all should come inside. That didn't have to happen this time. I chilled out. A couple of my friends showed up. Homegirl with all her lizards. She showed up with like
You
four
show me a
lizards.
video of
Yeah.
Ben's just rocking, just the lizards just chilling there.
Yeah, John Lizard. I just kind of liked him because
As
he's
lizards
like,
do.
he's enjoying himself, right? But,
I call him Henny.
right? It's a place where people,
It's
yeah, it's a place where people show up with their snakes and stuff and giant
Henny
boots, right? Little bit of
the
every fit. Job was great. Got paint thrown on. Someone threw wrong paint.
What do you mean?
Like the paint that stick,
Oh, don't
it
wash
caves.
off,
Yeah.
eh?
One of my favorite shirts
That
got
fucker
messed up.
stopped
My
the
cousin.
Benjamin Moores on the way in, like, oh, this will have to do.
I have a video of my cousin, shout out to Brad, where she just whips the paint and he just turned around. He got a face full of it. You just see him up and he's, you know, usually you're like, yo, I got paint. But he's like, God damn, this looks fake.
Why?
Right? So
It's
the night was
pre-primed.
great. After that, Caravana Saturday. Ada already on the road.
Yeah.
Link the cuz unite.
That's solid.
Bro, where are you? Okay. We got to pick somebody up. Wait. That wasn't the plan. He's
this
like,
supposed to be here like, now.
So you know them. Like, you know what? Cool. We rock out. I know. All right. And that's fine, right?
Yeah, like, nobody left behind.
Yeah, nobody left behind. See, the thing is with that is the premise I work on, if you roll with me, I feel pseudo responsible for you.
For sure. You're now the mother hen, so to speak, of Caravana.
Oh, my God. There's never a good looking mother hen.
But there has to be that discussion before an event. So sometimes people just have it naturally. It's in them. So I get that from you, knowing you as well as I do. Most people are already looking at you like, yo, he's going to round the troops. He's going to make sure everyone's good. If someone,
I should have had that discussion.
You can. Is that when we get into our shenanigans, we know who's going to be the culprits. We know who's the least likely.
Who's standing on the line.
So sometimes you got to take turns, you know, like, yo, if you have especially a multi-day event, you're like, yo, Shades, you got Saturday.
True.
Yo,
true.
Today,
you take the lead. You take the lead.
I'm going to take over.
You're right.
We're going to direct the whole party. You know what I mean?
See, that's why we need Craig on road. Craig, we need you on road, right?
Nah, you guys are going to get me fucking mosh up. You're going to be dragging my ass around like weekend at Bernie's, bro.
There was a lot of that.
So, Craig's weekend at Caravana.
We picked up everybody. We head down. Parking my parking spot with the OG old dude. He got a lump growing in his neck, ever growing. Prayers to you, bro. He's my parking. He's my guy.
Wise parking.
I always give him Bob. I give him $20 for parking and a beer.
Solid. Right?
That's our agreement.
Solid.
Right. And every year, I could give you that spot.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
That's he knows.
If you want to park.
Later. Yeah. Yo, Zane's here. Yo, it's not Zane, but you know Zane. You're in.
It's little Zane.
Where my beer?
Get there. Jumping up. Festivities got to the gate. Meeting everybody. I felt the pace of the trucks was a little bit faster than usual. Usually the trucks park up for a bit and you're like, yeah, get a good bubble in. I circle the truck. Everybody get out of the way. But this time it was more like a steady jog. Yeah, it's like jump out wide. Yeah. It was so weird a little bit, but I still partied. My buddy Peter was late, supposed to meet him.
Fuck. No, everybody, yo, Zane's friends and family and cousins and them, what are you guys doing, bro? You guys are holding this man back. This man's just trying to just enjoy the fete, and he's got to pull up. He's got to wait for your ass.
He's like, where are you? I'm lit. I'm like, I'm here. I'm like, medieval times.
Yeah.
Walk up here, you'll meet me. I know the line's moving, but I can still double back. He's like, yo, what pole are you? I'm like, no,
oh,
I didn't tell you that.
The red flag, the blue flag.
Number. He's like, yo, I'm 120 or what, a 220 or whatever.
That is a massive parking lot, though. That parking lot's fucking big, man.
So I'm like, yo, I'm going to go meet people. I walked back. I told everybody, yo, you guys stay here.
Yeah.
Then I told him, you know what? Come with me. We'll go out, meet Peter, and then we'll vibe a bit.
Mm.
We go, yeah, I'm saying your name. Yeah, you know, I already told you. I told him. Okay, so I stood there for about, no lie, bro, at least 45 minutes.
Just waiting. Is that Peter? No, that ain't him. Oh, is that? No.
While the world is going crazy.
Right.
That's girls what I'm saying, are bro. Next to me. They're going, everybody's doing, and I'm just like, where the fuck is, I'm like, where, I sent them a picture of where I'm at, exact,
geolocated the whole bit, my coordinates. So you could have literally, in that moment, just literally put, like, lifted your arm into the air and someone would have taken your hand and you would have been on an adventure, forever, bro.
Thanos
gone in the way.
Right? So I walked across the street. Where are you, Zeca Melnick? I'm going to come to you. I found out why he didn't move from where he did.
What happened?
Because I love him so much. Listen, man, I say, yo, come here. You're banned from Caravana.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Oh,
I said,
fuck.
You've been going to Caravana longer. I have.
Yeah.
You're banned.
Damn,
like,
son.
You're right.
Hit him with the ban hammer.
He took it. He full-heartedly took it because he knew. And I still had a dragon stout in my bag for him. So I was like, I was holding on to this for you before I bash you over the head with it.
Fuck.
Drink it. I kind of had a little like moment where I'm like, yo, I my caravan is ruined.
And this is like, how far into the day is this now? This is day two, right?
Yeah, this is day two.
Day two.
This is about maybe 5 o'clock PM.
Yeah, you're ready, bro. Like you're losing the fucking buzz.
My shirt's fucking wet. I'm dehydrated as fuck.
Yeah, you're fucking putting up a lot of bullshit right there.
Like, I realize when it's just me and my cousin, and when me and my cousins, we move like sentient beings.
Yeah, y'all know.
Yeah, we don't even talk.
Man's disappeared. You know where he's at,
right?
You know when he's coming back. No, and then you get that. Wait. No, he'll find us, and you
right?
just stay
yeah,
posted.
Exactly.
And then
all
of a sudden,
you're okay. You see him on a cunt. I'm coming. Right, and it's just if you go with more people, you're conscious of who's where, when, where. Oh, if I'm gonna make a move here, We have to notify.
Make sure everybody's signaled up.
And it became so much. And I told him, like, you guys really crushed my day. My girl called me. She's like, was you good? I'm like, nah. Caravan is driven. Nobody's down. Everybody's just doing their thing. I'm not me. And I had a weird ass moment. And she called. She's like, yo, my bad that you didn't really have a good day.
Oh, that's not it.
You know, I wish I would have dared to represent with you and all that. And I'm like, I don't want to hear that shit.
Not now.
Yeah, not now.
It's over.
Day passed by. I'd had a red and another day three.
Yeah.
I had a red and white, not red and white, all white party. Went, me and the wifey, she shut it down, looking like a bag of money. And I was like, yo, you saved my caravan.
It totally overturned everything that had happened. Every event leading up to that.
It was just so weird. I came home and we had a heart to heart.
Damn.
Yeah. I was just like, yo, I'm messed up right now. I'm not even drunk enough to like go to sleep. I'm just pitying myself, right? So I know, shout out to my cousin too. He held me down, right? But that's one thing, right? He's support. But I was just, my girl was like, you know what? I'm gonna come out with you. We're gonna party up. And she turned up and it was a really, really, really good way to end off. It was almost like balance. I don't think I would have enjoyed it that much if I started off with a bang in the beginning.
And then ended off on a little drought. Yeah, for sure, for sure. She knew what time it was, man. Yeah, that's what's up.
Me up, Craig.
Ow.
But just flopping all weekend and
then
just
showing up.
Ta-da. Oh, got me there, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough of my rambling.
I guess I'll give that one like a 7 out of 10. Yeah, there's a little bit of mischief. There's a little bit of adventure.
I wasn't even checking the baddies like that. One thing I noticed, I don't see anybody pretty anymore. Back in the day, my friends would have been like, yo,
googling left and right.
I'm gonna talk to her for like another block walking this way and just try to see if I get anywhere. Those are the good, you know, those are the vibe, right? You're like, yo, anything happens, like, you got a number, she's nice, whatever.
There's so much to take in, though.
Now there's so much people with tattoos and fat asses and implants.
It's almost everywhere, right?
You see it now.
The sex is everywhere.
You don't
in the
see
air.
It now. I saw a chick in heels. I'm like, yo, how long you been rocking? Or she's like, yo, fun morning. I'm like, I salute you. Right? She's in heels in a G-string bikini, floss.
You go, queen. You
right?
go.
Yes. Right? I'm sure she plays some mass, right? So besides all that, Caravana was what it was.
Are you sure you didn't go to an OnlyFans convention?
That's no, what it sounds not. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Maybe I'm getting old a little bit. I was sitting in the car as I'm Grump McGruff.
Zane's driving home. Respecting the pageantry. He's like, that's a nice costume. Right there. Craig.
Nobody, the girls don't want to dance with guys anymore. The girls don't want to dance with guys. What
I get
they do
it.
Is the one guy they brought.
They're just bubbling on one.
Shout out to
one
you
bubble.
Guys that are that sicko guy that has like the one dude in a group of three girls.
Yeah.
Which you're not going to get anything from any of them, but they just use you as prop.
So at anyone's approaching, they got you to just bubble.
Yeah,
they
just run over to him every time, and I watch it. I'm like, told my cousin, I'm like, this is a sick game they're playing out here, right? But then he did his thing too. So yes, that was Caravana weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, sounds like it was very eventful.
In a whole, yeah, it was very eventful and annoying. It was everything all at once,
all encompassed, all into one bag.
Right. I'm happy to see cities winding the season is winding down.
Yeah,
we got one more shebang.
Yes, what's up, man? We got one more big one coming up.
Right, so live.
It's gonna be epic.
My God, I'm tempted. Like, yo, Craig, we'll plug this infamous thing's not working.
We're gonna have to be like the fucking street interviewers with just the phone. Just cop it from the phone, you know? Just quick, how are you feeling?
Fit check. Yeah.
Shit. What else is going on? I mean, I'm just gonna put the quick disclaimer out there. The Olympics are going on, if you didn't know. All right, PSA over. Canada's currently 11th. Good for them. We are...
What's our medal count, Craig?
Our medal count, 20-something.
21.
I think we have 9 gold.
We got six gold.
6 golds.
5 silver, they said.
Germany's ahead, 10th. I've actually
10.
Keeping up more tabs than ever before. And I don't know why.
Did you fall into it late?
Yeah. Like,
because you don't get to see it as a... Before, it was always on TV, and now it's...
Well, see, that's the difference, is like, now that I have cable, like, before, I wouldn't be taking it in unless I was seeing some highlights or just, like, the big, more important, most notable stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now, I'm just browsing channels of the Olympics, and I watched pole vaulting, which, funny enough, I turned it off just before the Canadian athlete started twerking. I don't know if you heard about that.
I've heard a lot
She's
of
She's an OnlyFans model, a Canadian athlete for pole vaulting, won a medal. She twerked. I don't think so.
Magating?
No, I don't think so personally.
Craig has to say that.
Pole vaulting, to weightlifting, to fuck, what else was I watching now? To cycling, you know, when the teams cycle on the ring, like they go around the circle.
Yeah.
And me and my girl getting so invested. I'm like, I wonder how fast they're going. She's like, oh, probably like a 30-40K an hour. I'm like, yeah, I think they're going like 50. And then I'm like, wait, it shows you the distance and it shows you the time. I was like Googling it. I was like, they're going 36 kilometers an hour.
Oh,
wow, I'm invested now.
We're here. Turn it up, babe. We want to hear the bikes.
I watched this really weird relay. So it was a 4,000 meter relay. No, not a relay because you pass it off. It was a 4,000 meter run, but it was like not just a straight sprint. They had hurdles and they had like hurdles into pools of water.
Yeah,
you've seen those ones?
Something.
Canada came in last on that one. That was rough.
Did we fall?
No falling, but there were a couple good wipeouts there.
Yeah, you're gonna wipe out, bro.
And then I read today that a lot of the Canadian athletes, yeah, Olympic athletes are facing a stomach bug, man. So shout out to y'all if anybody out here is listening.
I heard France spent like the biggest bag ever to clean the river.
Really?
So maybe that's a thing.
The Olympic
Not
village.
Not saying everybody's in the river, but I don't know, man.
I blame the chef, Ratatouille.
Holy.
They got Ratatouille in the pack. Ready?
Listen, if you have a rat for a chef, I got some questions for you, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, so number one is U.S. U.S. got...
Oh, they take the lead? Yeah, China was ahead last time I checked.
China got 29.
Hey, the U.S. took the lead. Then it's Great Britain, Australia.
Australia's third, 18.
Great Britain.
France.
Oh, yeah.
14. Great Britain, 13.
Italy.
Italy has 10.
Okay.
South Korea has 13. Japan, shout out to Japan, 13.
Damn.
Netherlands, 11. Italy, 10. Germany, Canada with the 6 as.
That's it.
Yeah, you got to watch. Some of the countries that you saw, that I saw, just it was kind of weird. I think Portugal didn't really get much, and it was just so weird.
There's so many fucking sports that you just don't think of. There's some meme going around, and it's a dude for... It was Olympic shooting, and it was showing all the competitors in like high top gear, and
like
the dude's just in his fucking tee, just like in a white tee. I think it was Turkey.
I saw the meme where it's like an old mom with like curlers and a dart in her mouth. She's like,
I do this
but
on daily.
They don't really shoot anything.
No, there's literally a target.
No, that is trash.
I know.
What?
I think we could spice up the Olympics a bit, just saying. If we used a little imagination, folks.
How is it? I saw a girl with a nice gun. Looks like it came from Destiny, like one of the guns you would order online.
There's
but I'm like, wait, that just shoots a laser?
Yeah, that's it. It's like a flintlock, but like a digital flintlock pistol.
That is stupid, man.
I vote Alec Baldwin for the U.S. Olympics.
Oh,
just saying.
That's true.
Just saying. Alec Baldwin. Now is your time. You missed it. You had one shot, one opportunity. No pun intended. All pun intended.
And who's not going to make it? I got to try to shoot Trump.
God damn, bro. He definitely not pulling up.
Never too soon. Shout out to Grenada. Grenada has 2 medals, 2 bronze medals.
Solid.
Yeah. St. Lucia came through. One or two Caribbean small island countries, they did really, really good. Jamaica got 1 gold. 3 silver and 2 bronze.
Have you seen any of Snoop's coverage? So Snoop is
some of the introductions.
Snoop is doing commentary for NBC, bro. It's fucking legit.
I missed that.
It was so good, man. He did one on badminton and he's just doing the back and forth. It's so good.
What sports did I catch? I did some of the volleyball, basketball, the 3-on-3.
The 3-on-3 basketball?
Yeah, I was like, wait. How long has this been a thing?
In the Olympics?
In the Olympics.
Oh, I've been missing
out. I was like, imagine him out. That's what you want to see, right? Because I said, you just look at him like, they're just gym rats, bro. Just gym rats. And you're representing your country. That's a big thing.
That's huge. I thought about that too, because I was looking at these Olympic athletes and you're like, you just see them at the final finish when it's like, yo, you trained your whole life for this. The reason I thought about this was when you're outclassed in a certain sport. Like there was... female sprint, it wasn't sprinting, I think it was hurdles, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And the US is like a cut above the rest. Like her times when they showed you everybody's averages, she was like 2 to 3 seconds faster than the next girl. You physically, when you've hit a peak, you know, as an athlete, you physically can't go any further, run any faster. So it must be like such a deterrent when you just know you're gonna get fucking dusted just off of physics
or like
genetics, you know? Yo,
busting the whole.
That's it.
I'll be fine. If she's whooping like five of us.
Everybody.
I'm like, yo, that's okay.
Everybody's getting dusted.
I just have to deal with number two and three then.
When they finished the race, everyone else like sat on the floor to catch their breath. And she like she did a victory lap, you know, ready for the next race, next event, right? Oh, yeah, it's hectic still.
Craig, let's take our shot, bro.
Let's do it. Yeah. Send it over.
It's tradition.
Yeah. I was surprised I didn't see Penny Oleksiak. Because she was our big gold medalist the last.
Didn't she drop out this one or she got suspended? No, didn't she get suspended for some type of controversy? Oh,
we got suspended in soccer because we were scamming.
Right.
Yo, shout out. Yo, listen.
Soccergate.
That was a proud moment. Dirty. That was a proud moment for me. That was a proud moment for me when I realized that, you know what? Yeah, that's right. But those two people, that the guy that got the drone thing, it's hilarious though. It's funny.
I think when it comes down to
it. Are you that scared?
An Olympic scandal on a Canadian level is just like...
Craig, don't do that. Don't do that, Craig.
Okay,
don't
I'm ruining our rep. Not bad. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
We did that shit.
Yeah,
we deflated the ball.
Yeah.
I think I've been more invested in it than I ever have been. But to say that, I think I'm dialing it up to like a 3 instead of like a 1.
Damn.
So I don't know, man. I don't find as much pride in the Olympics as many will. I feel like... we're well represented in North American sports. And I feel like I'm in that bubble. Like it's very hard to get outside of that bubble. Cause you just assume like, yo, we're the best, but it's not, there's a lot going on out there, folks.
A lot of people were arguing where they're like, how do the basketball players lose when they're the dream team?
The best of the best.
And the argument was, it's in the world is different from world championship.
Yes.
World series.
Yes.
Is it the World Series?
That's been a debate for the longest time. The actual name of the championship is like really off-putting and it's very egotistical. Like football,
you could probably get away with it, right?
Yeah.
But then when you're like, you know how much other countries...
Like the World Cup.
Baseball is big in Japan.
Yes.
Look where we get some of the star players from.
Y'all might not even make it in that. Y'all might not be able to swim in that. I'm telling you. But yeah, exactly. Very good point there. Either way, I mean, it's something to watch. It's something that's on. There's not much else Toronto-wise to watch. I mean, the Jays are still just the Jays.
Can you bring that up?
Went to a game where they won.
This morning, I was trying to turn the TV down.
I managed to go to a game where they won, so that was good. Chirped the shit out of their center fielder. It was very nice.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Just good. Just to go. You don't really care if they win or lose. It's a day. I want to go on free Glizzy Day on like Dollar Glizzy Day.
Tuesdays. Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, like, the way that they've renovated the stadium gives more opportunity for you to interact with the crowd than ever before.
Yeah.
But the higher up you go, it doesn't matter. The whole second level deck is what they've renovated. Do not do that.
That spot where you got to go out there where you charge more for potatoes.
Yeah, yeah. Aim high though, fam.
Thank you, Schlick.
Yo, go sit in the 300s and the 500s. That's where the real ones are at.
That's the vibe.
That's where you're going to catch a vibe.
All the jokers
and
stuff.
Yeah, that's where everyone's just crushing a couple beers. Chilling out, ready to do the wave, ready to be involved.
It's a nice vibe when you're on a nice day, and when the sun starts going down.
Yeah, and they've updated all their lighting, so like you know, it's very like theatrical now. Like when the closing pitcher comes out, shit goes dark. You're like, yo, it's fucking daytime.
It's music, yeah.
This is how they do that. They got stuff to block the sun, and next thing they're playing his music, and he's fucking coming out to fucking lights and shit.
Blocking the sun on your intro.
That's pretty ill. That's pretty ill. Still,
that's crazy as hell. Yo, public service announcement, Vibes Cartel is free. Craig, I'll say it again, Vibes Cartel, what do you call him? Adija Palma, Adi Midadi, Gaza King. Yeah, that's what I say, Adi Midadi, right? I remember kids were saying like, yo, it's like saying like, yo, Jay-Z's my dad.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
That's hilarious.
Adi Midadi was always, it was on Vince Elisa was a thing. Yes, we know he might be involved in some very,
nefarious.
Yes. But the man is free. He's on road. He's also very sick.
Yeah. Can you give me more insight on that?
Okay.
I saw a video about it, and I see his face is puffed up and stuff.
It's really rough because he had this disease for a while.
Okay.
Oh my God, Craig, I'm trying to get the name. You know,
so right now. A skin condition.
I think it's probably more than that. Craig's trying to say, you know, the man was bleaching.
I was going to say.
No.
I was going to ask.
Craig, they'll kill you for that. Stop me. All right, Yachty contingency. I apologize for Craig. He doesn't.
Address the rumors. Was it lupus? I'm serious. I don't know.
I like the fact that I would like to. I want to keep you guessing, but I can't. I'm gonna look it up right now. But what turns out, some of the videos that that he's posting, it's very.
Was that his wife in the video at home, where like he just got her in the background?
Yeah, the white girl.
Yeah,
yeah. She's been with him for a minute.
No shit,
Greg. Yeah,
that's Vibe's wifey, eh? Wow.
He had songs about Shorty. Shorty's like Shorty Yachty thing. But she's been holding on for a while. For a while. Since the teens. Like 2014-ish. Like, it's been for a minute. He has Graves' disease.
Graves. Okay.
Yeah, what's Graves. That? Yeah, Graves.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here and pretend like I don't know. Graves.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing at
the disease. He has Graves' disease, right? So,
immune disorder?
Yes.
Okay.
One of those. And okay. You know, I'm going to be honest, Craig. I don't fucking know.
I'm telling you, bro, so specific and so like the difference between certain conditions, they all have a general function. Like, again, immune disease, this
yes.
attacks certain cells.
And also the fact that he was in jail didn't help.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But you don't think he would have gotten the proper help? Like, they were allowing him to record. Like, he got freedoms while he was there.
Yelling, Jill. Like,
you don't think the guards were gonna be like, yo, that's Vibes, bro. Like,
that's what the girls are. No, like, give him a blankie.
No, the guards are gonna hold him down.
Well, not for the disease.
No, maybe you can't fix that entirely, but
yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, so they actually, I think they tried to actually get him acquitted on that, not acquitted, but try to get him out.
Okay, based on that.
Because, yeah. Like, yo, he can't really be in here that long. Like,
yeah.
He needs to get out.
Him as deteriorating. You can't do this, bro.
He needs to get that, right?
He needs it. The people need him.
So, let's look at symptoms. Loss of weight despite the increase in appetite.
Okay. I mean, some people would like that, but let's just keep moving.
Yeah, rapid or irregular heartbeat, which the video when I saw he was in, I don't know if he was fucking high, but he was like huffing a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So that nervousness, irritability, trouble sleeping, fatigue, well, that's just everybody's life.
Okay, so we're getting
shaky line, muscle weakness.
Okay.
Sweating.
That's more severe. Like, yeah. That, you say it like, and I don't mean you, but it said like it's a light thing when it's a symptom, but... Doesn't really.
No, okay, I hear what you're saying, right? Yeah, thyroid and glandular.
Okay.
Yeah, enlarged thyroid.
No shit.
Yeah, thyroid gland. Thyroid glands be fucking people up. That's like the most like...
Thyroid's shit. So crucial.
It's the most... Go on.
Thyroid, it's not the thyroid, it's the gland behind, it's the...
So it's lymph nodes. Thyroid?
The thyroid's big.
It's all together. It's like one thing.
The thyroid's like hormonal. So the thyroid, when you don't have it, you're like lacking a lot of things.
I swear every black person, every black auntie has a thyroid problem.
Really?
I think I do. I don't know. Because they blame that on their weight and everything else.
Fair, fair. Right?
So they usually say like, yo, I got thyroids. So thyroids as a symptom is like, I'm reading. Okay. Like Craig said, these treatments might seem run of the mill. But unless you're going through these symptoms, unless you're going through them yourselves,
you really can't.
You're gonna realize it, how. You know? Much.
Yeah, okay. It's gonna make a difference in your day to day.
You're right. You're right.
I'm not shooting you down, Zane. At the end of the day, we're learning together, just like most of the listeners are, right?
So. Yes, not that it's free, Craig. The problem is, people are now looking at just discussions I've heard within like big promoters, in the islands. Is they mentioned that what is his career going to look like if
after?
There is a career?
Yeah.
Now.
Really?
Yeah. What do you say? Retirement?
Nah, I don't think so.
You're saying on-road concerts.
Yeah, because like he can age great. He can age gracefully in this role. Like, he's got plenty. His catalog's massive. He doesn't need to be like, nobody's sitting there waiting on the next Vibes hit. If it doesn't come, it doesn't come. This guy's been putting out music in the bin. So he could coast, man.
I'm showing Craig Carabana videos. Look at this, because I just bump into these, right? So I'm going to read you a text from a guy. His name, my boy Atkins. I call him Adi.
Mm.
He's real Jamaican, like, right? So he's Yadman, right? So I'm like, yo, Cartel is free. That first show is going to be fire. He's like, not me, Jamaica Cruff right now.
Really?
In other words, he's like, yo, it's lawless. He's like, yo, because it's just imagine just like, you might not, take the second one. Because you're seeing the energy on that level for the first concert is going to be like, all the gunman.
All the demons.
Yes.
Probably.
All the gunman them day out. So you might want to let them get their shit off
before you go for a little reunion, you know?
Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't catch me at a Vibes concert.
I've never seen a Vibes concert.
Yeah.
I would like to see a Vibes concert in person.
In your lifetime.
If he does come here.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much going to go.
Facts, you should.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
For sure.
He did post that, yo, I need to take time to work on my health.
Yeah.
While huffing and puffing.
Heal up. You're like, we understand.
Get right.
Take your time.
Right. Yeah. Along with that, they're worried about the argument of his management, if there's any.
Okay.
Because Vibe Cartel was always more like a maverick when it comes to dancehall. Like, he didn't sound like he had like a management team to tell him, yo, go here and go there. You might have some guys that book your flights and stuff.
He kind of has his own formula.
Bust a freestyle here, right? He had his own artists, all the girls, them.
Yeah.
As I say, all them girls. Yo, he had all of them.
Okay.
In many ways. And he wrote for them.
Fair.
He's like, yo, I'll make you a star.
Yeah, don't worry about that. I'll make you famous.
I got you. Yeah.
I need 20% off the top.
Yeah. And that's so, there's a lot of stuff. There's Street Vibes. There's, I think it was Daggering Condom. He had his own condom. Street Vibes is a...
Daggering Condom.
Yeah, Street Vibes is a rum also. And I think Street Vibes, he has a tonic too.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, Cartel, he has a tonic too, like a sex tonic.
Oh, yeah, the fucking Magnum.
Oh, shit, yo, Craig run a Magnum. I should get you a Magnum for you and your
kids. We talked about this on another episode, remember?
She's had a Magnum before?
No.
Has she tried it?
No.
Craig, I'm going to get you a Magnum.
Yeah,
I'm going to get you a Magnum. You know why it is? Because it's sweet and it's strong as hell.
It's the Jamaican honey pack, basically, right? That's pretty much what it boils down to. Yeah, no, I've been gifted those twice, and I have yet to try.
Ooh. When I had the first time I had a Magnum, I'm like, oh, I see why this hits. I see why you would turn off on this real quick, right? Them guys sick holes. But yeah, Vibes Cartel, hopefully you get your shit together and you get your health better, which I don't know if you get your health better from this kind of situation.
I feel like it's like this double edge where it's like...
Come in here, what do I think? This man's a convicted crime.
I was just going to say, you want to sympathize for him, and here we are sympathizing over all the allegations and the craziness that this guy's done.
Allegedly.
You know what I mean?
Allegedly.
But you
went to jail for...
Nah, we all know how it is. When it's a free up, it's a free up.
All right.
He's got to...
He did his time. So Craig, you know? Free up?
Yeah, you got to allow it. Yeah. Free up.
Craig had no vote. Vibes Cartel would do his thing. Craig, one thing, as we're on music here, one thing I always wondered if there's... So much. Do you think an artist? Okay, maybe I'm doing this wrong. I'm working with this. Work with me, right?
Sorry, let's do it.
Okay. I try to set up things where I don't want you to give an opinion based on what I say.
Oh, it's like trying to take the bias. Okay.
Yeah, but what is fact?
Okay.
Drake has released 100 gigs of content.
Okay.
Right, because some I've heard it's all music. First, it was like, oh, Drake released 100 gigs of music. And I'm like, wait. Then I heard Jake release 100 gigs of photos/videos, things. Right? I'm like, okay. Because I'm like, 100 gigs is a lot.
That's a lot.
But as an artist, in those years, you're just...
You're piling up all these things that you're not releasing. I'm
pretty sure per day, you're humming. Nah, nah,
nah, right. You're nah, cranking out a bunch of different shit.
Yeah. You're just... Nah, 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 nah. Do you think this hurts him? Or, okay, what do you think the effect will be from this? Fuck, I fucked up by dropping the word hurt. see what I'm talking about?
First off, shout out to anybody who can keep a hard drive long enough to release 100 gigs worth of shit, because these guys be losing their fucking music left, right, and center. A lot of big artists.
Question, who's holding that?
I don't know. There's got to be a safe in the fucking house, that's for sure, man. Or 40's got that on lock and key right now, but...
There's something that could hold 100 gigs?
Yep.
What's that, teraflop?
No, terabyte would be 1,000 gigs. So 100 gigs, you could hold that.
Peta.
You could hold that. Or it could be a cloud service.
Petaflops.
Could be a... Listen to what you... Just say it again.
Petaflops.
Yeah. Yeah, you walked right into that one. I'm sure that's what he stores his music on. Kendrick would tell you that.
The word petaflop itself is a Toronto man's word.
Plug in this floppy disk. I mean, this petaflop. I mean,
Craig, you got me in that one.
All right. Do I think it hurts?
From my head top.
I think it does. Now, to the stands, no, because they're going to eat up anything that comes out. And I feel like Drake's got a lot of stands.
I feel bad because I'm driving. I'm like, yo, I'm not a Drake hater.
No.
I'm driving. Literally, I said that to myself driving.
I can't picture myself like listening to something like that from the, whatever is the equivalent of front to back. You know what I mean? Like
that's
you've lost.
You said it. Even as a stand,
right?
It sounds exhausting,
right?
I get it. There might be some people that, hey, you know what? I can make content from this.
Yes.
I can document myself.
Yeah, I could react to it. I could. But it's like when I'm listening to music,
are we going to do it, Craig?
100 gigs worth of content? Yo, no, fam. If you sat me down for like a 20
Are we going through Drake's
catalog? Hell no, bro. How much would 100 gigs be?
Guys, I tried.
Be like 10 hours, bro.
You guys hear
it? I think 10 might even be like a low end. I couldn't even sit through 24 hours of The Hidden Six. Like straight. You'd have to fucking like staple my eyes open.
I would listen to every episode with pride.
Straight though.
Straight.
Straight.
I wouldn't even want commercials. I'll subscribe to a service that give me this. Like a subscribe.
Oh, fuck. No, yeah, I think that hurts your overall catalog, man, because you're just like, you're up there, man. You've been put on the pedestal with the Beatles. You've been put on there with Michael Jackson musically, as far as your amount of work, your consistency. And that's what you muddy up big time is the consistency when you fucking put shit out like that, where you allow people to pick it apart, take what they like, dash what they don't, listen in, tune out.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, if you release this, I'm like, well, you can start up like 100 more fucking contracts.
Oh, yeah. You could have just kept going, churning it out, churning it out.
But I get as an artist.
Yeah.
People, you can hear some of the songs and you're like, eh.
That could have been awesome.
I've seen some people are like, yo, every song is straight fire. You didn't listen to every song.
Yeah, you're lying, bro.
Cut it out.
Though what you just said, though, was hitting the nail on the head is artist. And that's where me, I'm a huge hip-hop head. And especially when it comes to a hip-hop or rapper, I don't like the whole artist route. You know what I mean? No one liked when Wayne picked up that guitar. Come on.
It wasn't that bad.
No, every rapper needs to.
I was Lil Wayne. You don't even know.
The skating Wayne's fine.
Podcast. I'm sure I'm fucking right. You got it on. I was fine. My leather's so soft.
Was he playing the guitar?
Was it? Oh,
that was before. No. Nah, that wasn't the area.
Do this, Craig. Don't take Lil Wayne from me.
Look, all I'm saying is that I have a hard time with people. I have a hard time letting people branch out. I'm greedy. I want the one that was discovered. Like Wiz Khalifa when he was discovered, or Drake when he's discovered. Actually, that's debatable. No, I kind of want to walk that statement back. I did remember
my boy, I'm not going to name names, been a producer, and he sent me one of Drake's cover and said, yo, I'm producing on this album.
Have you ever...
Was he named Cuban Link at one point?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Drake?
Was the train named Cuban Link?
Cuban Link? Track? The only person I know named Cuban Link was...
Oh, that's aside
from... Fat Joe's person. Camp, but... Do you ever go, like, okay, do you ever, like, start following an artist and then, like, yo, you fucking with the artist heavy and you're like, yo, I'm gonna go to a show and then they're promoting a new album that you haven't necessarily heard or fully taken in. As in,
like, they're playing the new album on tour and you're like, no.
Don't do that.
Play one dance.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Okay.
If I could put it in perspective, that's how I would describe it.
I've heard the song of him with him and Big Lotto. I'll be honest, I didn't go to any, I just thought, even just the thought of it, I'm like, it's so daunting for my brain.
Yeah.
Like you said, you would have to be a stan of stans.
You have to have his fucking painting on your wall.
And now, like, I hope some slaps come out of it where we got some bops again.
Yeah.
Everything goes back to normal.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going to... I think it's just going to die away and have blips for the next couple... I don't know.
I'm still mad the fact that, like, the beef with Kendrick just made people so over it. That now I'm not really...
You don't want to hear nothing from Jizzy?
I'm okay without it. I love his old shit. I'm bumping plenty of tunes, bro.
Whatever spark of Drizzy...
I'm bumping plenty of other shit.
You had
it. Yeah, exactly. I'm bumping plenty of other stuff, but it's like, let's just keep it to the...
I pulled up to the Asian lady in a BMW bumping some old Ice Cube.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Shout out to her. And you're a real one.
I was trying not to look over and be like... Today was a good day. And I'm like, what? But reps to her.
Like, but again, to your point, or maybe not to your point, you can't lose when you're Drizzy. You really can't, bro. You really can't. Like, when you fall off the top, you fell to, like, the balcony below. You didn't go rock bottom. Like, no one's going to throw. Do you see him getting booed at the Limp Bizkit concert? Just his name, like not him physically?
Yeah.
Fred Durst was like, oh, we got Drake here, and everyone starts booing.
No, well, it's,
first of all,
Fred Durst should know.
I bumped some Limp Bizkit on the weekend, and I got to my nostalgic tag. Yeah. The hot dog, flavored water.
What happened to him?
Fred Durst?
He did a TV show, right?
I mean, he's still with Limp Bizkit, clearly. Except they changed their fucking bass player like every other fucking week.
Oh, Craig,
you know,
beef it with the rock, man.
Just saying.
Yo, the white folks beef is legit. Bring that up. Bring that back next time.
We're in the backyard. I put on the chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water. And I'm like, yo, babe.
Good starfish. Yo, you just sent me two big Chinese shiny tunes.
Yo, babe, you fucking ever hear Limp Bizkit? She's like, not really. I put my hat on backwards. She's like, why is your hat on backwards?
Listen, she don't know about Jamiroquai. She don't know about all the vitamin C.
Ooh.
Graduation song.
Throwbacks.
Come on, man.
I mean, I understand anyone who hasn't been introduced to it. You're right.
Well, you know what?
What was your take on that? I should ask your opinion.
I don't know.
I guess it would be nice if I asked what you had
to
think
about this. I'm just scratching
my
head, Craig, to be honest, because I
haven't
know.
Listened to any of it.
It's weird. It's just timing.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, why now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
I don't
after
feel
that, I'm like, maybe I'm overthinking it. Just go and dig through, just go rummage through it, and you might find a gem. But like I said, I'm not going to rummage through this.
That's not like how a living artist should release their content. Just my opinion.
Then it's like, are you rushing for the next Drake when you just release?
You know what I mean? Like,
Did Drake just kill himself?
No. Again, he can't lose.
All right, so we'll be fine then.
He's fine.
And I'm not a Drake hater.
I'm not either.
Do you not
unless I want to be. Unless I want to be. I can just talk about the whole, like, listen, gather around, ladies and gentlemen.
Gather around,
all right? Listen.
Gems dropping.
Hear you. Drake's the hometown hero, yay?
Yes, yay.
He is, right?
Yay.
We are the Screwface capital, right?
That's true.
Did we not hate Drake when he came out? The answer to
hate for me, strong word. I liked the songs.
I hated Drake.
Fine.
I hated him. I was the instant. No, I was the instant dude who was like, "Fuck this guy,
Craig.
He's fucking trash." Da 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 da. Not in my city. Hashtag not my hometown hero.
Oh, affiliates, hear this.
And then as time goes on, he is like, to me, he is what LeBron James is to basketball. I'll put him on a pedestal of that. You cannot call him the greatest.
I'm not a fan of LeBron.
I'm not either, but you got to respect the work.
Okay.
You'll watch LeBron 10, play.
Uh-huh. 10,000 hours.
You'll watch LeBron play, though. So I see that is almost like the perfect metaphor is that Drake will never be crowned the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Never. Even if he smashes all the records, outsells fucking Eminem and whoever else, he'll never be crowned the greatest, but you got to respect the body of work and he'll probably do it a lot longer than most of the people in the game. But we have to fucking hate him. It's just, it has to happen. So we have to. You have to. Because you can't. You can't. He has to be two at least.
On top?
He has to be two at least.
Well, no, I didn't hate Jay-Z when he's on top.
Jay wasn't the same. It's not the same argument. Drake is the hateable guy. He's just, you got it. There's something about him. You don't can't quite put your finger on it, but it's something about him.
Everybody said he's so sweet and he's so nice.
Sure, I'm not denying that. But at the same time, we screw face over here, bro. So just cause.
A screw face cap, yeah.
Just cause.
Is what it is.
That's it.
You guys are here first. Craig is not a fan. I'm here for music. If it sounds good, I need a one that, no, listen, I still bump some old shit. Actually, I'm lying. I didn't know. I listen to strictly soca right now and dancehall. I'm not gonna lie.
I haven't heard much new stuff. What was the one? Shansia and Tyga did a song.
Yeah,
Shansia, I don't know. Is that new? I don't know if it's new or not, to be honest. But
oh, girl,
hell yeah, hell yeah, brother.
Shansia, I tell you what, yo, we have a spot here for you in the.
You can come pull up.
And in my home, my woman wholeheartedly agreed.
Unfortunately, we don't have any chairs. You're gonna have to sit on a lap.
No.
I tell everyone else pull up a seat.
Craig rapped, right? So Craig's low-key has bars. He's just subduing them, right? With his one-liners. When I listen back to the episode, I'm like, God damn it, Craig. And it's to where I'm here. Where I'm like, I'll laugh about it later. Oh, Craig, what else we got? Oh, Craig, I want to tell you about something that did you know?
The last one on the list scares me.
Okay, good. But I'm going to go one above that.
Okay.
And we'll double back to that.
All right.
So I heard there was a stabbing in the UK.
Mm.
Unfortunately, three young souls lost their lives. Three young girls got stabbed.
Oh, man.
It was done by a man of African descent. And what happens was someone posted that he was of a certain faith.
Okay.
And now riots ensue.
Really? Like religious riots?
Like like the good old boys, but the UK version.
Oof.
Yes.
Basically all the Manchester United fans together.
Right? So it's you've seen a lot of videos come out where black guys are just getting swarmed and getting...
It's a racial thing? I thought it was religion.
It's a go back home
thing. Ah, man.
Well, because that's how they link both of them.
Christianity came to Africa, fam. Like, okay, I shouldn't even.
Right? See?
We know when religion mixes.
It's sticky right
now. We always find a way.
It might not be as bad as I'm saying, but it's bad enough to where people are getting attacked and
I think I saw a video where they were
religious stuff are getting burned down.
And they were threatening like the lynching and shit. Like some making tree remarks and shit.
You know the
pieces of shit.
The British news and stuff. They would call it
BBC, how ironic.
Yeah, they would call it, I can't confirm it's BBC itself.
I'm just saying the acronym.
I'm just saying whatever the funny news. What I saw there, that's true. Oh my god. I can't unhear it now, Craig.
Today on BBC News.
They're like, Prince, it's in my face.
Prince, hate the blacks. Oh, Craigie.
I don't know why.
Cultural appropriation 101.
NYC News. Look, the fact that people are being attacked and the news organizations are calling pro UK, pro Europe, pro British.
Oh, they're putting that kind of spin on this.
They're like, it's like the pro America protesters versus the people that just want everyone to get along.
Oh, fuck. Boris wouldn't allow this show. I'm a tisk tisk. I'm finger wagging the fuck out of this.
Yes, this is Boris left. Yeah.
Boris wouldn't
Boris
have been
kept
down
the candle
with that.
On him.
Yeah, Boris.
Yo, I'm gonna fuck
that
shit up that y'all not gonna riot. It's getting weird because you've seen a lot of people, even people that even here at home, even certain people you follow online where their posts would be more like ha ha ha, to where they're like, yo, there's a lot of these folks here.
Oh,
everywhere we go.
Oh, no.
And I'm driving, I'm like,
oh, fuck. Yo, like, after all these years, why do we allow us as mankind to take these steps
backwards? I'm an immigrant, Greg.
Okay.
When's the last time you've been in Niagara?
A month ago.
Did you notice anything?
No.
Okay,
good. I was pretty drunk.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Have Craig to save me myself. I appreciate you so much, bro.
Yo, honestly, I hate to see when society takes steps backwards like that. Look, it's okay for everyone to have their views, their individual views.
Is it okay to point out an obvious fact?
Sure. Is it a stereotype?
No.
You got me off
guard. It's not a stereotype.
Okay. It's just
it's not
fact.
A stereotype.
Okay.
It's like me saying, I love this because I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, you can throw it back. Don't worry.
Boss.
I'll answer truthfully.
I ain't looking back though. It's like someone saying the Tim Hortons staff seems to be a demographic.
Yeah, that's a fair statement right there.
Okay.
That's a fair statement right there. There is literally a Reddit that's like boycott Tim's, bro. And these guys are like fucking rampant. Like, my chocolate donut.
But the problem is with me is that I don't care about the staff, but it's making the racists fucking act up.
And they're fucking
itching. Get where I'm going with this? I'm fine for everybody doing their thing, but it's like the racists. I saw a video. I wanted to play. Did I fucking save it to play? Of Dougie was like, not Doug. Ford was saying like, "Yo, stop shitting on the beaches."
That has been an ongoing thing between me. Like, I didn't know that was a thing, and my girl's like, "Yo, I'm telling you." And like, there's no proof, eh? There's like just one photoshopped image. Okay, hold on. Rewind. So, first of all. This is the thing, right? Would you shit on a beach? I wouldn't. I'll shit in the woods, but a beach.
Holden is laughing.
That's fucking brave, bro. I'm not even going to pee in the pool, bro, let alone the lake. Oh, my God. The thing is, you can only advocate for equality to a certain extent. Equality, like everything, needs to be in moderation, Zane. This is the thing. All isms are in moderation, right?
I'm not answering whatever shit.
You don't have to fall for this.
As an island boy, Okay?
Okay.
As an island boy, yes. But we don't do it like where you're gonna throw your blanket down.
No, that's fucked
we
up.
We go like off into the
people, we know what
the mangroves
like.
Or some shit.
Hey, if you dip off into the bush, you know what I mean?
We go feed the crabs. We're way off where that's you're fine. Like, you won't even notice I'm gone.
Yeah.
And we'll swim way out and feed the fishes.
I admire anyone that can pull it off because that takes a lot of... Each guy's a different thing, bro. Yeah, now you're swimming in the Doogie water. I don't know about all that. See, I don't go swimming anyway.
That has actually happened where a friend of mine has bumped up, not even on Wonderland with that.
Float log.
Where you're like, yo, what is that?
Get the fuck out. Everybody...
I look over, one of my cousins like... He's doing the water, spitting the water gun with his mouth. He's like, where you guys going?
Y'all ain't having fun? Oh my God, bro. No. That was not what I said was to the first statement about the Tim Hortons demographic.
Tim Hortons is back up.
Which we can all agree. But you know what, bro? Listen here, fam. Not once in at least 6 months has my steep tea order been fucked up.
You've been going to the same Tim's?
That's it.
You have a relationship with the cat. You know the three to five people that would roll in. Shout out to the people that are kind enough
regulars
to decide that, yo, I will be a shit person in reality,
yeah,
in real life, but coming into this drive-thru
at this moment,
I'm gonna work a relationship up with Aka, that's sister in Tamil. That's my demographic.
I like it.
Just to make sure that after I get this coffee, I can go in the world and be a cunt/dick for
it. That's it. I'm cutting everybody off at the drive-thru.
And when you're like, hi, I know you want steep tea, right? Oh, hi, Craig.
Hey.
Right? And you're, that's the vibe. And it might go so far where there might be one or two of you out there that might get an extra, that might get a cookie.
Yo, I'm still waiting for my
money. Craig, you never...
I don't get that treatment, like, ever.
Triggered. I like how I can say that because I know somewhere around, you know it exists. It exists.
I get the anti-white privilege where I get double charged on my card and I got to come back. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to make this a thing.
Do you have
like,
the app?
Yes. This fire. The app is doing wonders, bro. Oh my God.
Wow.
But all I'm saying is when it comes to the issues that are going on in the UK, based on how you describe them, like equality is a moderation thing because eventually you've swayed too far to the other side. So you start off super racist, super my
okay,
country,
so you're saying
super
you're
patriotic.
Racist from the jump.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
You're built on a racist foundation. Colonialism will teach you that right then and there. And you start to say, ah, come on, guys. And everyone's like, ah, he's right. Come on, guys. So you start to lean off it a little bit. And you're like, we can integrate. We can work and function as together in a society until it's not cool anymore.
Yeah.
Because you're racist. Don't forget.
You burning down
don't forget.
Places where people worship.
The racism never went away.
Yeah.
You just said you'd allow it. And now
it's
a little out of home. We did a bit too much. How do we dial this back?
Tough crowd.
Right?
I just want everybody to go back to their country.
So who's this really to blame? You know what I mean? Y'all come up with policies. Y'all come up with immigration laws. Y'all come up with all of this. And who do you end up pissing off more than anything is your fucking
neighbor,
your own race.
That's true.
Legit. And then it's like, now where do we go?
Yeah, shout out to the people that were like, yo, this is foul. Can everybody just chill out and go home?
I
know a lot of times what I've been hearing is a lot of these people are like jobless peoples.
Yeah, fam.
So you got the time. It's like, yo, you're not protesting because
you're like, grabble.
Yeah, I'm going to leave. There are those people. Imagine telling your girl like, yo, or your significant other. Not even. Yo, I'm going to go protest for whatever and I believe in, which is within your rights.
Which is.
But I'm not going to work, and it's probably not going to bring in, and we're probably going to struggle for the next couple of days.
I don't know about that.
Pick up to the significant others that said, hey.
I got you.
Rock out.
Fuck, here, let me light your cross, babe. Have fun. What? fuck. Okay.
The world is crazy.
The world's turning upside down, man. And it's like, you're watching it. And part of you is loving it because we're sinners at heart. But at the other side, you're like, scared.
Sinners at heart.
You know, but you're scared. You're like, I want it to get that bad. I thought it was funny at first.
Funny, Craig. Everybody has a little bit of... Because even the person that's most sanctimonious, they're like, I'm eating ice cream.
Low key.
Sinners at heart. I'm rolling. Okay. I've been watching this next topic, Craig, for a while, and this keep coming back. Sometimes I'm full transparency here. I'm always like, yo, could we ever really do one a week? Because we're so busy, and then would we have enough things to discuss or whatever, right? But the world doesn't fail.
Seems the way the world's turning,
if we also say that the 2 weeks give us a breather to fully watch things and not come in here and be cunts and just be like, yo, I'm...
Less reactive.
I think, right? Trust me, this week I was like, whoa. I would have come in here sounding crazy.
I mean, it's unfolding really crazy. Pretty bad, though.
Really crazy, right? So we're going to talk about Mr. Beast. For those who don't know or do know, Mr. Beast is pretty much the Drake of YouTube.
I think that's a fair assumption.
That's pretty much, or if not bigger.
Might be bigger.
It might be bigger.
I mean, when your audience reaches out to people as young as like 4.
Yes, might be. You're right. That's where we're at,
and
right?
You're like, so, cancel culture is like on your doorstep and you're fucking just bobbing and weaving and fucking floating. And you're fighting.
Right. So this started out from one of his Mr. Beast's staffs was
ex-staff. Right.
Was involved in pretty much grooming.
Yeah.
Right.
Through discords and chat.
Right.
Saying inappropriate shit to minors, which was all hee hee ha ha.
Which tee hee. Right.
Playing fucking Counter-Strike.
I'm here, but I wish I was with you.
Right.
Right?
Right. Who is also trans.
Right. Now, you said that. I was going to say.
Oh, my bad. I should have let you lead the way.
No, which is fine.
Yeah.
Because the fact that you said it, it's on the table. Yeah. I was going to present it to you at the end, and I didn't know.
No, I've been reading up pretty good on this one.
So, does that play a factor?
Yes.
Okay, moving on.
It does.
Okay. Craig said what he said. I'm rolling with you there, right? There's some predatory behavior.
Yeah.
Not saying all trans people are predatory. Right, but dude, get married, have a wife, then change, and now you're doing the most foul shit.
Yeah, it's controversy on top of controversy.
When that community don't need that kind of scrutiny.
See, so when you came out and you began your transition, everyone had your back. What a strong person! Only to find out, we probably shouldn't have backed this fucking pony because this pony's a dirty one, right?
Okay.
So, ex Mr. Beast staff. You know, no longer necessarily directly associated with Mr. Beast, only to find out that what's come to recent light ain't so recent and goes back to when they were part of Mr. Beast's camp. Multiple people within, whether current or former employees, are speaking out, saying, yo, this is the tip of the iceberg.
It was weird. It's weird because it's soon after this happened, it was almost like people are like, you know what? That was it. We were okay to hold our peace, but that situation proved how sick of a situation.
Yeah, it was a straw.
Now, granted, this is, some of this stuff is still alleged.
Yeah,
because
it hasn't been proven.
He's starting to come after people that have said stuff about him.
Cease and desist are rolling out. You know his lawyer.
The worst kind of cease and desist, but he has the Godzilla of lawyers.
It's going to be a YouTube video of like, I had the biggest lawsuit in fucking history. You know what I mean? Like,
fuck.
Here's what happens when you hire a million lawyers.
Waiting for CoffeeZilla to tackle that. But anyhow,
CoffeeZilla came out with a video.
He hasn't.
You seen it?
I'm waiting for him.
He did.
Oh,
I think he did.
When? Yeah, recently, like this week.
I might be getting twisted up.
Yeah, he was doing Logan Paul.
That's what I was watching.
Yeah, with him and his shit. Okay, They're always beefing.
You're right.
Logan Paul suing him. Whatever.
You're right.
So with this thing, like Craig was saying, it got kind of weird because the floodgates open. You start having where staff that were more like on the fringes.
Yeah.
People were like, you're barely there.
Now they're pick a side.
Then you got guys that were there for a longer time. Then you have people that are on crew, on set, where they're like, yo, things weren't always as good as it seemed. We were pushed. There was a lot of words of abuse, jokes.
Animal cruelty. That was a big one.
You know, he was like, yo, if you're going to cry when receiving this money, it's better. It worked. It looks better for camera. After hearing all these crazy things, Craig, I'm like, yeah, duh.
Yeah, show business.
You really
fucking dumb?
Think this guy would...
Right? Are you fucking dumb,
videos
fam?
Of curing the blind and building wells in Africa.
Facts.
You guys are really telling me this thing can be so pristine?
This guy did a real life Squid Games.
And that was based off of a shitty story.
Right?
Right, like, the depravity of humanity. Jimmy, don't come after us.
If you hear this, please, by all means, like,
yeah.
I'll keep my hands on the Lambo.
Oh,
no questions asked.
Shit.
But I think overall, he himself, like, this is my opinion, right? Is that you've created this platform and you're bigger than life itself at this point. Like, you're the dude when it comes to YouTube, right?
You think he's too big to fail?
No, not that he's too big to fail. So
he's bigger than Drake.
I think he could dodge cancel culture. And the reason is someone said it.
He's doing a shitty job right now, Craig.
But because of his audience, even if, you know, 50% that are age 18 to whatever, they're still that age that doesn't even know what the fuck's going on. They don't know what all this
Craig,
stuff is.
You once Mr. Beast alone, the name and algorithms and titles are going to pop up on the kids' algorithm.
Well, there's kids' YouTube, and he's a family-rated channel.
So they're not going to get those
videos?
There's
a thing. There's an actual kids' YouTube where it's not what you and I are normally watching. Yeah, for real.
Stop.
No, for real.
There are 13-year-olds and 12-year-olds that know of this. Let's be real.
At 13 and 12, you know what the fuck's going on, though.
Craig, there's seven. I'm going down in numbers.
Sure.
The 10, they know of this. Them kids, they know. All you have to put is, yes, 18.
No, what would happen is the 10-year-olds need the next best influencer to tell them, don't fuck with Mr. Beast, and they would do it.
All right. Okay. I see what you're doing here.
But I'm telling you, man, they would still rack up mad views. Mad views with even that 7 to 5 demographic.
That is crazy.
We don't understand what we make up as a demographic in YouTube at our ages. Bro, these kids are like, look, PewDiePie.
The kid that opened toys.
Look
reviews.
At the biggest channels on YouTube. PewDiePie, the toy, Ryan's toy reviews.
Because there's no more numbers. There are more kids after COVID too.
They'll watch it 50 fucking times, yo. Like, true. If we ditched everything in our mantra today, which is no planning, but whatever. If we said we are going to shift and be like a kid show and gear it towards that, I know, right? But we would be fucking up there, bro. I'm telling you. Like, you could shift gears and you're centered.
Six on the playground?
That sounds really bad.
Playtime?
That sounds really bad.
What show's going to be? We could show them how to make beats.
That would be pretty dope.
Have to write some rhymes.
I don't know about all that, though.
Craig's like, that's work for me.
That sounds pretty heavy.
I'm like, yo, it was my idea, but Craig's executing. Ding, 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 ding. So now it's from a lot of people that are covering this. One, it hasn't hit mainstream TV news yet. I've seen Rolling Stone covered the article, but they're a step behind. They're covering the grooming aspect of it.
Yeah, they're not on the
aftermath. So it's still in very much in development. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen, from N6. It just turns out there's a lot of things that are really scammy behind. And we're talking they're low-level stuff, which, sorry if this seems low-level, where they're like changing the settings of the boys versus girls because boys were inherently stronger and it looked skewed. Him skewing the results of competitions is one thing, but then having people be in a room for a while and not having the comforts, lying about certain things, I guess, right? It is what it is. It's production, Craig.
And you can't take away what's already been gained. Like, if he stopped today, he's up tons, right?
I heard him said he don't need more money.
No.
And he has something where, like, if he quits, everything goes to one of our friends. Somebody in his gang, like, he's next if I die or whatever.
I think, you know, as much as it sounds like Mr. Beast started off with such a small crew and a tight knit and all that, I think anytime you get that big, some darkness is going to come to light. Like, someone in your camp has done something, has dirt. Everyone out here, especially those of you that have grown up in the age of the internet, you would be lucky if you did your bullshit or did something fucked up and were before the internet era, because at least you didn't have a Facebook or a social media aspect to kind of tie two things together. Yeah. That's how people get caught up in the blackface. That's how Post Malone gets caught saying the N-word. That's how you get caught up in all the... But those are the innocent...
Craig, you guys all said the N-word. It's like having a cigarette for the first time. You're like, I shouldn't be doing this, but there
you
go.
And then you look. Like, I'll say it and then I'll look at you and I'm like, did he react?
I'm saying it while it's in a song. Oh, it's cool.
Fuck. Yeah. Okay. That's a whole different topic, but you're right. I'll give you that. You're right. Now, when it comes down to it, I feel like cancel culture could not take Mr. Beast out. If that was the decision that the court of public opinion has ruled, Mr. Beast must be canceled.
Insane. You're saying the
it's a machine.
We're saying the
it's a machine.
The petaflops are winning.
The petaflops are winning. The only way this guy could be taken out is if YouTube itself dropped ties, and it ain't gonna happen. Damn. Right? And he could go to, you know, Twitch or that's Kick. Sick. If you and
it's, Mr. Beast, watch me smash my mother's head with that hat.
Yo, it speaks volumes, bro. It speaks volumes. But yeah, I feel like you can't take him out, bro. As far as Tyler, what was?
Yeah,
what was his name
you know
again?
What's funny?
I can't remember the name.
I've heard the name so much times. It just I've heard the name.
Yeah.
So much time.
See, and it takes the focus off of them too, which is kind of weird because no one said that Jimmy was the one that was grooming people, right?
Yeah.
I say right as in like. Guys, listeners, prove me wrong if that's the case, because Tyler. It's funny how we'll watch this. I've been watching these videos like all week.
Yeah, it's Ava Chris Tyson.
Thank you, Tyson.
Yeah, Ava Chris Tyson. Yeah.
Nobody, now it's a smear campaign against Mr. Beast more than anything. And see that the transgender role of this is what kind of deflects more when it shouldn't. Is like,
I think people have gone past that, which is weird. People got past that really quick.
I don't care what you identified as when you committed the incident. If you really committed the incident, doesn't matter. You're guilty as fuck. Like, that's disgusting no matter what. The person, though, allegedly said that they were aware that the activity could be considered grooming. They didn't feel that way. So this alleged victim worked on video games for Mr. Beast or with Mr. Beast's camp. Yeah. And they were kind of involved in that.
Yeah, they showed where they had the editors and stuff like that. But I've heard some of the assistants, some people that worked with them.
People starting to say, yo, y'all like, ain't heard everyone.
Some foul shit.
Y'all ain't heard everyone's story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you want to drop our pants and make a joke, right? There are these things where I've heard a lot of these people, yeah. they would use their blankness of their sexuality to be lewd and think it's all in fun and games because I'm a chameleon. So
right.
This is my identity.
Like, being trans wouldn't have anything to do with the grooming aspect of it because it doesn't matter what gender. Again, if anyone can and woo anybody and groom anybody, it's the gender.
And it was worst thing, the second video after the whole Chris Tyson thing, the video of the dude, I was like, yo, I worked with Mr. Beast. His video looked like a nutso. His video were like, yo, you're probably not, this is going to die away. But as soon as a second video hit of somebody, and this dude's crying a lot. Yo, there are a lot of you guys out there. You guys are, Craig. Y'all frail as fuck, man. Y'all, the things that I do on a daily versus your experience where you're wiping your eyes, you're so, I'm like, man.
Oh, was that hard?
Yeah, yes, I feel sorry because I think you would enjoy life more if you had more calluses.
100%. Digging holes builds character, fam.
Yeah.
100%.
Right? But Mr. Beast be breaking motherfuckers out here, bro.
I don't know.
Man. He's the old OG. He's the new big homie.
Yeah.
He's the new Jay Prince on the block. I said it here first on the six. Y'all heard me.
It's a little bit.
Jay Prince can't fuck with Mr. Beast. What are we talking about here?
No, Jay Mob Ties got nothing on Mr. Beast's camp.
I didn't say that much. Craig, yeah, you heard.
I'm alone.
Y'all heard Craig in there. No, cast him out.
He's got it bigger. But I mean, out of all the big YouTubers, this is probably the most serious of any of the accusations. So people bounce back from it. But again, it's like, I haven't heard anything that's directly aimed
at Mr.
Beast
yet. Yeah, I'm
going to
keep an eye on it because I want to start seeing if there's a fall off and you're like, not, you're like, yo, you won't even matter.
Well,
if
it's like
10,000 people don't care. It wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't even affect. Yeah. It wouldn't even affect. Up. It's like a smear campaign, but it's like, okay, we've reduced your views from almost 1 billion to 100 million. And then it's like, well,
I already made a bill.
You're still doing all right. Yeah. So do we
so
really?
My question to you is, you as a parent, if you know about this, which I don't think a lot of parents do know.
I didn't think about this aspect now that you're mentioning it.
What would you, what do you think it would be if your kid, you know, your kid was a big Mr. Beast fan.
How do you kind
of, and you're in the next room watching all this drama on your phone?
I guess it really comes down to how old the kid is, no lie. And it goes to what I said earlier. If they're 10, I'll probably allow it. Like if they're watching it and like not asking me questions about it. Now, if it gets to a point where they're learning about the allegations and like asking me about that, probably going to have to cut the fucking cord on the Mr. Beast videos. I would probably put them on to like something healthy. Like,
no, you're not going to bust that bubble for them.
Nah, I'm going to be like, yo, let me introduce you to The Simpsons where you can learn what a real fan is. He'll find a
documentary like we did about Barney.
Maybe.
Later on in life.
Nah, why you got to circle back though? You don't traumatize a 10-year-old?
It never traumatized us. We've
known that shit.
We've heard of. I'm still waiting for the Bozo the Clown documentary. Y'all don't know about Just Clown. Y'all don't know
what
right?
If I had a 10-year-old, I'm allow it until it becomes like, if they ask me, like, you know.
But that's a weird, it's a gray area. Cause like you said, it's going to be the people that talk about like news for their demographic that's going to drop the ball.
Mm.
You're saying unless the kid brings it up, you won't address it.
That's it. No, this is a good question, man. And now I'm actually like, my mind's running. Like, what is the conversation on like the fucking playground in the schoolyard when you go over recess? They do. They got to.
Listen,
I think I'm being naive to that part of it.
Watch porn. You guys cut it out.
Yeah.
I had an incident with my daughter, and this was years ago. And it wasn't her. It was because she went somewhere with somebody else, and they were like, yeah, look at this, right? And I was like, well, crap, phones.
I remember it was grade 5. Well, yeah, it was grade 5. And
I dealt with that.
Someone had scattered a bunch. Sorry, yeah, I just like overshadowed the fuck out of it.
That's fine.
It was grade 5 and someone had like tossed something over the fence and it was like a magazine, right? Hey, sure enough, it's like me and the boys like, yo, check it out.
You let me borrow for the night.
Yo, Ebenezer, roll true. Yo, Marvin, come here.
Until the teacher,
and then the teacher came.
Finds it. Because we'll split up like the four horsemen. Like
you can have it for
well, you minutes. Have a page.
Yeah.
He has a centerfold. I have a centerfold. And we'll go about our way. But no. One day you see it circling with a dude that wasn't in the agreement. Right?
And it's a problem. Now, Mr. Metzger handled it very properly, yeah, right?
Kevin, I'm looking at you.
Bro. He made a very good statement to say that, you know, this isn't right, but he couldn't take back what I just saw.
Because he wants those books too.
He's
like, yo, them kids have taste.
Now, fast forward, right? So now it's grade 6, right? So me and my boy Whitey, we used to always ride our bikes around town. Me and you were just talking about this coming up.
Yeah.
We used to get in, see what we can get into. I could tell you a few good ones, but one of these good stories was, we had this Canadian Tire in my ends, right?
Mm.
And this Canadian Tire, one day when we were biking by,
we would be biking
way out of hours where we should not even be there. So there was this random washing machine outside of the Canadian Tire, right? So I think the story goes like, yo, let's fucking just like kick the shit out of the washing machine.
At the side of the street.
I think we thought like maybe there's like a raccoon in there. And I know that sounds fucked up, but yep, sure enough. So we're like, yo, maybe there's like a fucking animal in there. Let's fucking like, let's see what happens. Let's kick it, open it and run, you know? Yeah. So we kick it, we open it, we're like, dip out. Sure enough, this washing machine is filled with fucking porn. I shit you not, fam. I shit you not. So sure enough, we're just like fucking goldmine. We're like 11 or 12, prepubescent teen, right? Ready, right in her prime. You're like,
I'm all mad now. I can't up, wait. Right? Mom and never find this stack.
I'm telling you, but like Bush you said,
city.
But like you just said, it really, like, damn, bro, we were really that young. So what you're saying about 10, I act like I was like not influenced and not open to that.
Right. That's fuck, the right man. Time, yeah, man.
That's like right then. So
the rumors get the kids.
Fuck.
It's that nonchalant, oop, did I say that wrong?
Right.
What do you mean like that?
Right.
It's wild out
yeah,
there.
Yeah. You know what? That's good, man. I like the perspective on this
I
one.
Think for
you
me,
got me beat on this one. And not that that was the intention, but.
Yeah, no, no. I just.
I didn't think about that.
You will be a father, Craig.
No, but now when I watch these videos, like I'm watching it through a different lens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I thought of it more of like 2024, I guess, for the microscope. I was like, oh, you know, it's like transgender, it's allegations, it's cancel culture.
But then there are a lot of allegations allegedly that he knew these people were sex offenders.
Correct.
Yeah, because the way they say it, it sounds like there's more than one.
Yeah, there's apparent like
because remember he there's had a lot of bad unit to handle the 5 and 6 year olds.
If you're
and the 8 year olds and the 9 year olds and he has a unit for the preteens.
There's not a diddler right? Where it's like
holy shit.
There's not a diddler where it's like a group of 10 and you're like, oh, there's the only diddler, you know who it is. It's like, no, like you fucks with other people that are on some sketchy shit. You know what I mean? Obviously.
That is
wild. And I'm not saying that's Mr. Beast per se, but if you had one diddler in your camp, probably there's a web that ties to a few more. The way you just said it, man, like, yeah, fuck. I never thought of it from a parenting perspective. I never considered like a 10-year-old drawing conclusions, but you're fucking right, man.
I think I would probably, if I would, me, I'm the dad that kicks the door in. Like when my kid, she's like,
I saw her
watching a Sniper Wolf video.
Oh, Sniper Wolf.
Like, did you know? Right? I'm just letting you know that this person's not a nice person.
They're not a good person.
At all.
Fact.
So you shouldn't probably give this person your time. Your time is, I tell my kid, her time is money. I'm trying to teach that right now. So I would, if she was a Mr. Beast fan, I would just like kick the door down.
I was going to say,
the door down.
But no, like, but I think we should beat our kids.
What?
You just beat it out of them.
Moment. I wouldn't beat it much. Oh, Mister, okay. Beast. That doesn't work, man. Because they'll remember, but that doesn't work. I went back to see what the fuck he was talking about. I will tell my kid, like, yo,
repel,
you know the thing that's going on?
Want. Yeah. Do you want to get groomed?
If so,
fuck.
Right? I usually tell my kid, like, yo, I saw this happening and whatever. And like, I will tap into what she knows. And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, I heard that it was crazy. And I would gauge her opinion on it. She gonna be all right, man.
Yeah, I mean, like,
she gonna be all right.
At the end of the day, everyone gets to make their own conclusions, but
yeah.
Adults be adulting. Kids could be kids. You gotta let them kids be kids, but you gotta make sure you fucking draw that line. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's crazy, man. And like I said, I wasn't really surprised when this shit came out.
I was.
You're too big.
Nah.
Craig.
Nah.
There's no way. Craig, me and you, imagine.
You didn't have no hope, Craig, in humanity that there was one wholesome human being that was just that wholesome?
No.
So if you have a briefcase of money, you got to be on some sick shit?
If he jerks off and watches porn, you're in wholesome, son.
Yeah.
My wholesome. That guy that's, the Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah.
That she endorsed to be her, like, a running mate.
What happened?
He's wholesome.
Ah, fuck, okay.
He fought for free breakfast in his state and shit for kids' school and stuff like that. The kids were hugging him. Like, he's, like, super,
yeah,
like,
dude.
He's a giant Care Bear.
Yeah.
I want him for president.
Okay.
I'm just stating that right now. Anyhow, moving on. I, as a parent, I will tell my kid, yo, this is what the scene is. I see this thing going on. Do you know of this?
Mm.
And that's it.
Leave it at that.
Leave it at that. You know my opinion on how I stand, and that's it. But in all fairness, like Craig said, beat your kids, yo.
Yeah, see, thank you. Thank you for having my back on that one. I think that a lot of this could have been fixed leading up to the events, but...
I'm not whooping ass
at
random on when I have a bad day.
Get the message across.
Yeah, and I haven't whooped ass in so long.
But get the message across.
I whoop ass with words.
No.
With more of like... Craig's.
No. I'm not disagreeing with that.
No, Craig, you are not whooping ass. I'm going to ask. And I'm going to find out. And I'm going to come back and tell the fucking people that you're the weakest link in the fucking relationship.
All right, fine.
Like, why did she talk to you like that? You want a cookie?
That's it. Listen, you know, your mom, she's really upset right now. But, yo, we'll go to Domino's after. Don't worry. If you just stay quiet for a little bit right now.
There you go. Now I'm craving Domino's.
Man, that was an eye-opener. I like how we kind of rode that roller coaster.
Yeah, we're keeping
right
an eye on it. We'll probably double back on this because this seems like something that will be...
I don't think it's going to end necessarily.
It's not going to end, right? So,
nah. And again, like, this is a few weeks fresh. There's still so much information to come out.
Remember.
Yeah.
Too big.
I feel like Mr. Too Beast big. Is like the Vatican of YouTube. It's like...
Yo, for real. For real.
Yo, if anyone was untouchable...
Another petaflop!
If anybody was untouchable, no pun intended.
Another petaflop! 125 million subs, baby.
You tell me YouTube's not backing up their cash cow?
309 million subscribers.
And don't forget, he transcribes it to Spanish. He's got multiple channels.
218 million.
There you go. Yo, YouTube's protecting that cash cow.
On a video.
Nah, YouTube's got Donald Trump shooters on deck for this shit. I said it.
But the videos about him are racking up views as well. Ladies Indeed. And gentlemen, this is the Hen 6 Podcast. Craig, what episode was this?
Episode 71, y'all.
You guys are grown. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.
Peace.